Welcome back to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House, broadcasting today from beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. We are in the CAF studio on Old Historic Highway 66, and I've mentioned it already a couple times a day. One of the most inspirational mornings I've had all day from where we're staying. You could look out the window, see that beautiful San Francisco peaks. I got up early to do final prep for the show, poured myself a hot cup of coffee, had myself a Dunkin' Donut, and watched the sun kiss the very top of that snow-covered San Francisco, Humphreys Peak, and I got fired up, man. I am fired up to do a great show today about home improvement, remodeling, anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can reach us wherever you hear us in the great state of Arizona. We broadcast on several stations, and you only call one toll-free number to the global headquarters of Rosie on the House. It's 1-888-767-4348. We're up here in Flagstaff for the Flagstaff Home Show being held at the Walk-Up NAU Sky Dome. Beautiful, beautiful structure. And the other reason, we're up here for a secret reason, too.
Oh. Well, then maybe you shouldn't say it.
No, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
We're up here because of the demand the Arizona homeowners are placing on Rosie on the House. Rosie, you don't have any contractors in your referral network in Flagstaff and Coconino County. Well, we're up here beginning the investigative stages of that, trying to find the very best of the best so we can add one more component to our protective, informative, safe contractor referral directory, which just so happens to be voted again, fourth year in a row, as the number one place to find a contractor in the state of Arizona. So here in the next few months, we're going to be doing the detective work to launch that in the Flagstaff Network. You can find all of that at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We're here today to talk about the upcoming season. In the Landscape and Garden Hour, we were talking about how the desert is wakening up gradually at higher and higher altitudes every single day. Well, we're here to talk about home inefficiencies and air conditionings in this upcoming summer.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling.
Cool. Oh, I'm not cold at all.
The snowflake button makes it cold, cold, cold.
Here, I run hot.
Keep it cool, baby. Keep it cool, baby.
Are you warm?
Keeping it cool. Many of you are having air conditioning panic attacks already. You're beginning to sense those 90 degree temperatures down in the valley. Well, here's a couple things you need to know. Something that we've always listed, how to take preventative measures in your air conditioning at the right time before the heavy cooling load hits it. We're going to add one more option to managing your temperature in Arizona through the summer.
Okay.
Move to Flagstaff.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, as the weather warms up, many of you Arizona residents start to worry about what will happen when they start that air conditioner. Will it fire up? If it does, what happens if it breaks in the middle of July? Will you have to move out of your house? We were just hearing a story from the station engineer here, Ryan, who actually had an experience in moving into a brand new house with a pregnant wife, to find out all the thermostats had been vandalized and spent a night. This is back when you were down in the valley.
Yes, it was.
All you had to do was threaten the superintendent with the fact that you were going to sick your wife on him.
Yeah, I had a very close to 9 months, ready to go any moment now as we're moving into our house in East Mesa down there, and it was the day that we were moving in. Truck is in the front yard.
Yeah, baby. So excited. You are jazzed up, man. This is it. Home sweet home.
And there are no light fixtures, and there are no thermostats, and the kitchen sink is gone, and the back door is wide open.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. 90 90 degrees inside the house.
A home sweet home turned into Heartbreak Hotel, huh? Oh, man. Well, listen, we call it air conditioning phobia. Now, look, it's air conditioning to a lot of you is a huge mystery. So one of the things, one of our goals we have set for today is answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Again, that number is 1-888-ROSIE. For you. The other goal today is to demystify air conditioning because really it is a very, very simple process. It is the laws of physics. It is as certain as gravity. It is as certain as the sun coming up every morning. The gas we put in your air conditioning system is going to do exactly the same thing every time we compress it, and it's going to do exactly the same thing every time we let it evaporate and expand. It's going to cool in one leg of that motion, and it's going to heat in the other. The beautiful thing about it is because it does that, we can have one unit, both heat and cool. That's called a heat pump. Okay. Now, some of you may be a little disappointed if you live at higher elevations or even in the Phoenix Carefree Cave Creek area. Anthem, Black Canyon City, on the colder Tucson, the colder, wet mornings, doesn't feel like that heat pump is pumping out any heat. Well, that's because it can't on those kind of mornings. So in the higher, cooler air environments and temperate zones, we actually provide an auxiliary heat system to that heat pump. Sometimes it's a resistant heat coil, a very expensive way to heat your house, extremely expensive way to heat your house, but it's what we have to do sometime if that's all we're dealing with. The other thing we can do is, of course, add a propane tank, or if we're in a subdivision that has natural gas, we bring in some gas and provide a gas furnace. But the warming, the heating season is pretty well behind us. So today we want to focus on air conditioning. I want to talk to y'all about how your unit is probably configured. We generally have three types of air conditioners. You have what we call the roof pack, which sits on the roof, and the only thing that comes through the roof and goes into your attic are the ductwork. Then we have what we call the split system. And you have the compressor mounted outside, and you have the evaporative coil on the inside. Now, that unit, which is also your air handler, now that unit can be mounted horizontally up across your roof rafters or the trusses in your attic, or it could be mounted vertically in a closet somewhere, probably pretty centrally located in your house. That's the air handler. That's the evaporator. That's where the cooling mechanism goes. As we send the Freon back outside to the compressor, we're actually dispelling the heat. That's what that little fan motor is and all those coils. We're spilling off the heat. We're spewing the heat. We're getting rid of it. We're recompressing the gas and sending it back to the air handler. And as it hits that evaporative coil and starts expanding, it drops significantly in temperature. It cools the radiator, the coils that are inside your air handler. We turn the fan motor on, and we move the inside air across those really cold coils. That cools the air down and sends it back to your house. I'm going to come back in the next segment, and, you know, whenever the kids or our spouse complain about not feeling well, what's the first thing we do? We take their temperature. Stick out your tongue. Bah. Let me see the color of your eyes, yellow, red, nice and clear white, and take the temperature. I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about what's the first thing you do when you suspect your air conditioner may not be at its peak.
You take its
temperature. I'll explain that when we get back. Do we want to squeeze a call in here real quick rather than keep people waiting through the break?
Let's do it. Gary in Tempe, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, buddy.
So I've got a question about outdoor misting systems. We've got two sections in the backyard. One is around a patio about 50 total linear feet, and the other patio is 30 linear feet, so 80 total, about 40 nozzles. I've got two companies that bid, local companies. I didn't find any on your website, by the way. But
there are none.
Apparently not. one vendor is adamant about stainless steel, and the other is adamant about copper. And I wanted your opinion for an outdoor misting system. What would be longer lasting in this Arizona environment? I'm in Tempe.
I'll tell you who you can find on our website that has installed a lot of misting systems is CYC Landscaping. And I can tell you, they installed powder-coated stainless steel at my house, and I couldn't be happier.
So stainless steel over copper.
Well, that's what they—that's what they put in my house. I have to tell you, I never ran the two materials by them to get an opinion. But the stainless steel system has been at my house now for about 8 years. I'm tickled to death with it. I promise you, you miss the backyard. It's like opening your back patio for another 3 months out of the year. You're gonna love it. I'll come back with a couple warnings about misting systems.
Okay, and just as important as it is the type of material, whether it's stainless steel or copper, is pressurizing it, because it's not something that the average home, I don't know any home that's up at 7,000 PSI.
Well, 700 to 1,000,
yeah. 700 PSI. Yeah. In fact, your home couldn't possibly bear that pressure. So it's important to understand that you're not just plugging it up to your hose.
No. No, that's right.
You don't get soaked under a pressurized system is because the water's atomized. It's broken down into such fine particles. It's still in big raindrops when it's coming out of your water at 60, 70, 85 PSI. So make sure that you're pressurizing it. To pressurize it, you can't use plastic. You have to use something metal, which is your copper or your stainless steel. So it definitely sounds like you're on the right track, and the two companies you're talking to,
You're looking for about 1,000 PSI is what you want to do. Truly creates a mist that is capable in the hot, dry summer afternoon of dropping the ambient temperature in the neighborhood of about 20 degrees. You're taking it from 105 down to about 85. You add a fan to that, and you feel like it's about 75. A great way to expand your outdoor living environment.